Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz fields it and throws to second for the out. Klaus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio juggles the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauch hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 2 in the game. Pope takes first base on ball 4. Joe Caffey pinch hits for George Strickland. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Pope moves to third. Caffey moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Jensen chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Klaus. Klaus fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Klaus. Pope scores. Caffey scores. Hegan moves all the way to home. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Jim Busby now playing center field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Milt Bowling pinch runs for Ted Williams. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Avila, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bowling scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-3 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing third base. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.